morning, and thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's message of hope on KBUR News Radio, 99.3 FM and 1490 AM from First Christian Church of Burlington, Iowa. This morning, we start in the midst of worship with our children's moment with Pastor Justin sitting with the children of the church.
Right, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning? Awesome. Good to hear. Well, today is a special, special Sunday. Do you guys know what's so special about today, Jack? Veterans Day. That's right. It is Veterans Day. Very good. It's snowing, too? I hope not. It did snow, though, didn't it? Yeah, but today is Veterans Day. Do you guys know anybody that's a veteran or that is serving in the military right now? Does anybody know some people? Jack, you know some people? Some of you guys know some people? Well, I don't know too many, but I do know one person who is a new recruit. His name is Dominic, and he was one of our youth last year. He graduated from high school, and Dominic just recently enlisted in the Army Reserves, and we're so proud of him that he is willing to serve our country by going into the Army. And there's so many other soldiers that are serving right now and ones from our past that we are so grateful for their service, because without them we wouldn't be able to enjoy all the freedoms that we have today. I mean, if you think about it, we have the freedom to go to church wherever we want to. We have the freedom to grow up and be whatever we want to be. We have the freedom to live wherever we want to. We have the freedom to pick and choose pretty much whatever we want to do during our day. And it's all because of the men and women that serve in our military. But as we talked about a couple weeks ago about our Halloween candy and our Halloween candy not being free, that somebody had to go and pay for that candy to give it to us free, the freedoms we have aren't free either. Those soldiers, many of them had to go to a war, and some of them even got wounded during wars. And there's people here in this congregation that probably have loved ones and friends that unfortunately might not have been able to come home from the war, that they died serving this country. And so this is a day that we remember and we celebrate all those amazing, wonderful men and women that serve in our military and give us all those amazing freedoms. But you know what? As great as those freedoms are, there's a freedom that's even better that we have been given. The Bible says that the penalty for sin is death. Sin is those things that we do wrong that God doesn't like. But someone came to this earth to free us from sin and death. Do you guys know who that guy is? You guys know who did that? Who came to this earth and freed us from sin and death? Jesus, that's right. Say it with confidence, Kinnick. Say it with confidence, not Jesus? Okay, I'm going to give you a heads up. Normally when somebody asks you a question in church about who did something, 9 out of 10 times your correct answer is Jesus or God, okay? So I'm just telling you that right now. Jesus or God normally is the right answer, okay? But right, Jesus came to this earth and died on a cross, and he paid for our sins. That way, when we mess up and we do things God doesn't like, we can go and we can pray and we can ask God for forgiveness. And he freed us from that penalty of sin and death. And so I hope you guys, sometime today, and actually each and every day, will take time to thank all the soldiers that have served and ask God to protect all the soldiers that are serving now. And don't forget to thank God for what he did on the cross for you and for me. Okay? So let's pray to God and ask God to watch over our soldiers and thank the soldiers that served. All right? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the freedom that we enjoy in our country. We are thankful for those who have paid the price for that freedom. But even more important, we thank you for the freedom we have because Jesus was willing to pay the penalty for our sin. In your name we pray, and all God's kids shout it out. Amen.
This week, we have a special guest preacher, Jerry Hayes II, with a sermon titled Battleship, with scripture from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. Please stay tuned after the message for music and to learn more about First Christian Church of Burlington.
In the midst of worship, will you please join me in prayer? O gracious and loving God, we rejoice in your blessings. We trust in your loving care for all, and we are here today. We bring you our prayers for the world. We pray for all of your creation, for those who rebuild where things have been destroyed, for those who fight hunger, poverty, and disease. We pray for those who have power to bring change for the better. We pray for people in need, for those whom life is a bitter struggle. We pray for those whose lives are clouded by death or less, pain or disability, by discouragement or fear, by shame or rejection. We pray for those places in our world that have been broken by violence and where that never seems to end. We pray for those who have lost all hope and who have forgotten that you are a God who still believes in them and is moving and active in our lives, even here today. We pray for those in the circle of friendships and love around us, children and parents, sisters and brothers, friends and neighbors, and for those especially in our thoughts today. We remember veterans of yesterday and today, and those who answer the call to serve something larger than themselves, those who have fought the good fight and have finished the race and have kept the faith, and have you received their crown of faith. And we pray for our church and our proclamation of the gospel and its service to Jesus Christ in the name of love and hope. Help us to live in such love, faith, and hope that your light of peace might come shining through us in every day and situation. And now we ask, O God, that you might gather up our prayers and our petitions and bless them as we together we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is the Word of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Here I am again. If you feel like going out now would be the time if you don't want to hear me talk again. First, we're going to have a little commercial before we start the sermon. Is that okay with you? We're going to have a brief commercial.
Battleship! 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 Milton Bradley's great game of strategy. It's loaded with action and suspense. Play it anytime, anywhere.
J1.
Huh, you missed. J10.
Oh, you
start
my battleship.
Battleship, a game of strategy from Milton Bradley.
I'm going to be quite honest. I had completely forgotten when I started writing this sermon a few weeks ago that today was Veterans Day. Happy accident. God works in mysterious ways. Have you ever played Battleship? I played the game as a kid. It was an interesting game of strategy. You try to sink your opponent's ship while he's trying to sink yours. At the start of the game, you have to strategize and put your ships in a pattern you hope the other guy can't figure out. Then you take turns calling out the series of numbers and letters that correspond with the playing surface. And when you hit one of your opponent's ships, he has to put a red mark in his ship, and you put one on your side of the board so you know where he's at. You remember how it's played, right? You couldn't see what the other guy was doing or what he was planning. Your opponent's plan was hidden from you. In the same way, you and I are engaged in a very real battle, one of cosmic proportion. We know we're facing a real opponent because this world bears the painful wounds and scars of the conflict. Wars among nations, shattered lives, broken homes, suicide, murder, abuse, divorce, hatred, and the list goes on. You see, this battle in which you and I are engaged is first and foremost the Lord's battle. The war I'm talking about is spiritual warfare that you and I became a part of the day we accepted our Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. There's no way we can avoid the conflict. There's no bunker you can run to. There's no foxhole you can crawl into that will shield you from the effects of this battle between the forces of God and the forces of Satan. The definition of spiritual warfare is that conflict being waged in the invisible spiritual realm that is being manifested in the visible physical realm. In other words, spiritual warfare is a battle between angelic forces that affect you and me. Cause of the war is something you and I can't see, but the effects are very visible. Wars among nations, shattered lives, broken homes, suicide, abuse, murder, rape, divorce, hatred. In the day-to-day stuff that you and I face. Hard enough to fight an enemy you can see, let alone fight one you can't see. Just like in Battleship, you can't see your opponent's plan or their strategy. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." This piece of scripture was the inspiration for a book by one of my favorite authors called This Present Darkness, and it is very much about spiritual warfare. In the book, Peretti describes spiritual warfare, in particular the demons, like this. You can see in the picture the demons have these long claws. They sink into your back when you sin. And then you sin again and the claws sink a little deeper. And you sin again and the claws sink even deeper yet. And you sin again. All the while, those claws getting closer and closer to your heart. What I want us to see here, where we make a big mistake, if we think people are the real problem. People can be bad, there is no doubt. But people, as bad as they can be, are merely the conduit for the greater battle. Satan has been successful in getting us to fight people, rather than fighting that which is the cause of the way they are. All of us have tried to change people who are doing something wrong. What we need to understand is what happens through people, including you, including me, all has its roots in something much larger. This fact does not excuse the wrong things people do. They are still responsible for their actions, but it helps us to focus on the real enemy. Everything we see in the visible, physical realm is caused, provoked, or influenced by something in the invisible, spiritual realm. the impact of the battle, even though the battle we are talking about is spiritual in nature, has its very definite effects in the visible physical realm. Just like in the game of Battleship, you know it's a direct hit, you get to put a red pin in the ship. In a real battle, if you're shot, you start to bleed. Broken lives, nations at war, abuse, rape, divorce, murder, hatred. We are seeing the bleeding, the result of this spiritual warfare. Many Christians are suffering because of anger that was not resolved yesterday. Anger is just one of those assortment of human emotions. If Satan can seize our emotions, he can destroy our ability to function spiritually by crippling us emotionally or leading us into all manner of destructive and addictive behavior. We are seeing and feeling the effects of spiritual warfare in our lives and our world. The devil messed us up in the Garden of Eden, and we've been dealing with those effects ever since. So this warfare gets right down into the nitty-gritty aspects of everyday life. It affects us personally. It affects our families. It affects life. It affects culture. It affects us all spiritually. But the good news of our faith is hope. We know how the battle ends. The Bible tells us God wins. You go right, skip right to the back of the book, it tells you God wins. Revelation 12:7 shows us the enemy in this conflict called spiritual warfare. And there was war in the heavens. Michael and his angels were waging war with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels waged war. The archangel Michael and his holy angels are fighting Satan and the angels who rebelled with him. We are surrounded by our spiritual enemy. But the battle is not for land. It's not for money. It's not for anything physical. The battle is for glory. The issue is, who is going to get the glory in the universe? Who is going to be worshipped? Satan said to God, "You cannot have all the glory in creation. I want some for myself." God's response was, "My glory I will not give to another." Isaiah 48:11. And Satan said, "You're going to share glory with me. Let us go to war." The battle is for glory, for the throne of creation. Praise God, the outcome has never been in doubt. But the battle goes on every day in our personal, our families, our church, and our community lives as to who will get the glory by what we do. How we choose to live our lives in the midst of this spiritual battle is what's important. God has given us hope and the tools and the protection to wage this war. Paul told us in 1 Corinthians 10:31, "Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." So how do we prepare? Just like in Battleship, how do we fight something we can't see? How do we fight someone we can't see? How do we prepare for this battle? We can't go into battle without being prepared, without a plan, without a strategy. Paul told us in Ephesians, "Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up your shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Paul was telling us how to prepare for the war, for the battle. The helmet of salvation protects our head, our brain, the part that can study Scripture and think clearly. The breastplate protects our heart where we love, feel, and care for one another. The shield blocks the trials, the temptations, the flaming arrows. Our boots of readiness is our willingness to fight this battle. The belt of truth is our ammunition. And our battle cry is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message of hope from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ here in Burlington, Iowa. We are located at 1221 Park Avenue on the south side of town in between the airport and Dankwart Park. If you're looking for a new church home or searching for something beyond yourself, we hope you will join us for worship this Sunday morning. We offer two styles of worship each Sunday. Our traditional service is at 8:45 a.m., featuring beloved hymns of the faith. Our contemporary service is at 10:45 a.m. and is led by our amazing band. In both services, you'll hear a sermon similar to the one you listened to today on the radio. Be welcomed at the Lord's table for communion and join with us in prayer and praise. During the summer, children's church is offered at our 10:45 service. There's no better way to begin our week in worship, so we hope you will join us here at First Christian Church.
Sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great! to take this year.